我想先问你一个问题。
I would like to ask you a question first.
如果有一样东西正在以每秒数百万次的速度替代人类的工作，
If there is something that is replacing human jobs at a rate of millions of times per second,
同时又以每秒数百万次的速度创造出你从未想象过的新机会。
At the same time, it also creates countless new opportunities for you at a speed of millions of times per second, which you have never imagined.
你怕的是他，还是怕自己看不懂？
What are you afraid of? It for yourself not understanding.
他，最新一期 All In Podcast 节目。
Its latest issue of All In Podcast program.
我们来聊几件。
Let's talk about a few things.
同时发生在同一个星期里的事情。
Things that happen at the same time.
表面上看。
On the surface,
他们毫不相关。一家火箭公司要 IPO， 一个 AI 芯片巨头财报亮眼。
They are completely unrelated. One rocket company is planning to IPO an AI chip giant, which is a bright spot in the financial market.
股价却暴跌。
The stock price plummeted.
全美国人开始集体反感 AI。特朗普突然撤销了一道关键 AI 行政令。
Americans are starting to collectively reject AI. Trump suddenly withdrew a key AI executive order.
但如果你把这几件事放在一起，
But if you put these things together,
看
look,
你会发现他们指向同一个问题。
You will find that they all point to the same problem.
这个世界正在发生一次分裂。
This world is undergoing a split.
一边是极少数
On one side are the few,
看得懂未来的人，一边是越来越焦虑的
People who can understand Neo are becoming increasingly anxious.
大多数，先说一个本周最轰动的人事消息。
Most people start by talking about the most sensational news of the week.
Andre Carpathy, 这个名字。
Andre Carpathy, this is the name.
如果你没听说过。
If you haven't heard of it.
我现在告诉你。
I'm telling you now.
他是 AI 圈里最接近神的存在。
It is the closest thing to God in the AI world.
他是 OpenAI 的联合创始人之一。
He is one of the co-founders of OpenAI.
后来被马斯克亲自挖走。
Later, he was personally dug up by Musk.
去特斯拉主导了整个自动驾驶视觉系统的研发。之后在
After Tesla took the lead in the development of the entire autonomous driving visual system,
再次回到 OpenAI。
Back to OpenAI again.
然后又离开。他还是 Web Coding.
Then leave him or Web Coding.
这个词的发明人就是那种你用自然语言跟 AI 说话 ,AI 帮你写代码的编程方式。
The inventor of this term is the kind of programming method where you use natural language to talk to AI, and AI helps you write code.
现在已经席卷了整个科技界。
It has already swept across the entire tech industry.
就在这周 ,Carpathy 在社交媒体上发了一条更新。个人动态。
This week, Carpathy posted an update on social media about their personal life.
我加入了 Anthropic.
I joined Anthropic.
认为未来几年将会使大语言模型领域最具决定性。意义的时刻，注意。
I believe that the next few years will be the most decisive period in the field of large language models.
他说的不是我去当 CTO， 也。
He didn't say I was going to be the CTO.
不是我去领导一个部门，他。
I'm not the one leading a department.
去做的是研究员，专门负责用 Cloud 来加速 Cloud 自身的预训练。
He's doing research on how to use Cloud to accelerate the pre-training of COD.
这件事
This matter
背后有一个更令人不安的细节，是在 All in Podcast。
There is a more unsettling detail behind it, which was revealed in the All in Podcast.
这期节目里反复被提到的。
The topic that was repeatedly mentioned in this episode.
过去一年。
Over the past year.
有六位来自10亿美元级别科技公司的 CTO， 包括 Workday 的 CTO、Instagram 的 CTO、Box 的 CTO， 全都放弃了薪酬、期权和职位头衔。
Six CTOs from tech companies with annual revenues of over $10 billion, including those from Workday, Instagram, and Box, have all relinquished their compensation packages, including salary and stock options.
以普通技术人员的身份加入了 Anthropic 做研究。
I joined Anthropic as a technical staff member.
他们不是去升职的。
They are not going for promotion.
他们是去做最重要的事情的。这到底意味着什么？
What does it mean to be doing important things?
意味着真正懂 AI 的人。
Means that those who truly understand AI.
他们用脚投票告诉了你，接下来几年最关键的战场在哪里。
They used their feet to tell you where the most important battlefields will be in the next few years. Okay.
接下来说一件看起来更日常的事。
Now, let's talk about something more mundane.
但我觉得他是这周最值得深思的话题。
But I think he is the most thought-provoking topic of this week.
美国人开始集体反感 AI 了。
Americans are starting to collectively dislike AI.
各种民调数
Various polls.
数据显示
The data shows that
越来越多的普通
More and more ordinary.
美国人觉得 AI 反人类，不是科幻电影里那种机器人造反。
Americans believe that AI is not a sci-fi movie where robots rebel, but rather a more subtle and insidious threat.
而是一种更具体的恐惧。
This is a more specific fear.
我的工作会不会没了？
Will I lose my job?
我的孩子以后靠什么谋生？ AI 给谁创造了价值？
What will my child rely on for their livelihood? Who will AI create value for?
但凭什么代价要我来承担？
But why should I be the one to bear the cost?
然后特朗普这周撤销了一道拜登时代签署的 AI 行政令。
Then Trump revoked a Biden-era AI executive order this week.
这道令原本是要求联邦政府在部署 AI 时进行安全评估和透明度披露的。
This order originally required the federal government to conduct security assessments and transparency disclosures when deploying AI.
现在撤了，支持者说。
Now, the supporters have withdrawn their support.
这是松绑创新。
This is loosening innovation.
反对者说
Proponents say,
这叫开五灯的车。
This is called the fire dragon car.
但节目里有一个判断。
But then there is a judgment.
我觉得特别值得记住。技术焦虑。
I think it's worth remembering the anxiety about technology.
从来不是对技术本身的恐惧。
It's not about being afraid of technology itself.
它是对被抛下的恐惧。
He is the fear of being abandoned.
当一个人感觉自己在一场自己看不懂规则的游戏里
When a person feels like they are in a game they don't understand the rules of
他的第一反应不是学习规则
His first reaction wasn't to learn the rules
而是宣布这场游戏是邪恶的
This is to announce that this game is evil.
这不是美国人独有的反应。
This is not a reaction exclusive to Americans.
这是人类在每一次技术革命里都会经历的集体情绪。
This is a collective understanding that humans experience in every technological revolution.
蒸汽机来了。
Steam engine came.
工人砸机器。
Worker smashed machine.
互联网来了。
The internet is coming.
人们担心孩子会堕落。AI 来了。
People are worried that children will be corrupted by AI.
人们担心自己会消失。
People are worried about disappearing.
现在我们来聊投资者最关心的那个话题。
Now let's talk about the topic that investors are most concerned about.
SpaceX. 这周 SpaceX 正式向 SEC 递交了 SE 文件。
SpaceX formally submitted SE filings to the SEC.
也就是 IPO 招股说明书。
That is, the prospectus for the IPO.
目标估值1.8万亿美元。
Target valuation of $1.8 trillion.
部分分析师认为
Some analysts believe that
2万亿是合理区间。
$2 billion is within a reasonable range.
All in 的嘉宾之一 Gavin Baker, Atreides Management 的创始人。
One of the guests of All In, Gavin Baker is the founder of Atreides Management.
硅谷顶级科技股投资人，在节目里对 SpaceX 做了一次完整的拆解。
A top tech investor in Silicon Valley completely dissected SpaceX on the show.
SpaceX 实际上是三块业务。
SpaceX is actually 3 business lines.
火箭发射。
Rocket launch.
星链卫星。
Starlink satellites.
互联网。以及未来的新建项目。
Internet and future new projects.
最新财务数据显示
According to the latest financial data,
2025年全年营收188亿美元
In 2025, the annual revenue will be $188 billion.
2026年第一季度
In the first quarter of 2026,
单季营收已接近47亿美元
The company's revenue for the quarter has reached nearly $4.7 billion.
其中，星链的用户量和 ARPU 值
The number of Starlink users and ARPU value
每用户平均收入正在快速爬升，已经成为全球覆盖范围最广的宽带网络之一。
One user has an average income that has quickly risen to become one of the most widely available broadband networks in the world.
但节目里有个细节。
But there's a detail in the show.
更有意思。
More interesting.
SpaceX 之所以能撑起2万亿的估值讨论。
The reasons why SpaceX can achieve a valuation of $2 trillion are...
不仅仅是因为他在赚钱
It's not just because he's making money.
更是因为他在做别人做不了的事情。
Furthermore, he was able to do things that others couldn't.
他是唯一一家同时掌握火箭、卫星、星座。
It is the only one that simultaneously possesses a constellation of rockets and satellites.
轨道资产和载入大气层能力的私营公司。
Private companies with orbital assets and the ability to launch into space.
SpaceX 不是一家航天公司。
SpaceX is not an aerospace company.
它是一家正在把整个近地轨道变成自己基础设施的公司。
It is a company that is turning the entire orbital tract into its own infrastructure.
而就在 SpaceX 递交 SE 的同一周。
And just in the same region where SpaceX submitted the SE,
英伟达发布了季报
Nvidia released its quarterly report.
数字是漂亮的
Numbers are beautiful.
营收同比接近翻倍
Revenue increased by nearly doubling compared to the previous year.
数据中心业务爆炸式增长 CEO 黄仁勋在财报电话会上说了一句话
The data center business has experienced explosive growth. In the earnings call, CEO Wang Rinksu said,
需求已经进入抛物线状态。
The demand has entered an exponential state.
原因很简单。
The reason is simple.
Agentic AI 时代已经到来。
The age of agentic AI has arrived.
但股价跌了。
But the stock price fell.
这件事本身就很值得思考。
This is a very thought-provoking issue.
为什么一家公司交出了几乎完美的财报？市场
Why did the company submit almost perfect financial reports to the market?
却选择卖出。节目里的分析是这样的。
However, the analysis of the show was chosen to be sold.
英伟达，现在的市值已经大到了一个数学上。
NVIDIA's current market capitalization has reached a level that is mathematically impossible.
难以继续翻倍的边界，要再涨一倍。
The boundary that cannot be doubled again needs to be doubled again.
它的市值需要接近德国和印度 GDP 的总和。
Its market capitalization needs to approach the sum of Germany and India's GDP.
很多增长型基金的逻辑不再是用于这种体量的公司。
The logic of many growth funds is no longer suitable for companies of this size.
换句话说
In other words,
它并没有变差。
It didn't get worse.
只是变得太大了。
It's just too big.
大到让传统投资逻辑失效。
So big that it invalidates traditional investment logic.
最后，我要说一件很多人没有注意到的事。
Finally, I want to mention one thing that many people have overlooked.
但我认为它是整期节目里最深刻的信号。
However, I think it is the most profound signal in the entire episode.
Corporatify 加入 Anthropic 去做的那件事叫
Corporatify, do that thing.
叫做递归自我改
The curse of self.
改进，用 Claude 来训练更好的 Claude, 让 AI 开始参与自己的迭代
Improve using cloud to train better clouds to enable AI to participate in its own overall world.
这不是一个技术细节
This is not a technical detail.
这是一个历史性的时刻
This is a historic moment.
人类历史上所有的技术进步
All technological advancements in human history
都是人类在主导工具的进化。工具变好
All of them are tools that humans have evolved to master.
是因为人变聪明了
Because people have become more intelligent.
努力了
Effort
积累了
Accumulated.
但如果有一天工具开始主导自己的进化
But if one day the tools start to evolve on their own,
那这场游戏的规则就不再是我们熟悉的那套了。
The rules of this game are no longer the familiar ones.
Karpathy 自己说
Karpathy said,
未来几年将是大语言模型最具决定性意义的时刻。
The next few years will be the most decisive period for large language models.
他不是在预测一个美好的未来。
England is not predicting a bright future.
他是在说，有些事情正在以远超人类预期的速度发生。
He was saying that some things were happening at a speed far exceeding human expectations.
今天我们聊了四件事。Capacity 用脚投票，告诉你 AI 人才战争的真实烈度。
Today we talked about four things. Capacity uses feet to tell you the real intensity of the AI talent war.
美国人集体反感 AI 背后是对被抛下的恐惧。
Americans collectively reject AI because of the fear of being abandoned.
SpaceX 的20,000亿估值。本质
SpaceX's valuation of $20 billion is essentially
是家把近地轨道变成基础设施的垄断公司。
The powerful families monopolize the competition for orbital launch sites.
英伟达在完美财报里
Nvidia perfect financial report.
股价下跌是因为它大到让传统投资逻辑失效了。
The stock price fell because he was too big to be accommodated by traditional investment logic.
但这四件事背后只有一个问题。
But behind these four things, there is only one question.
你是那个看得懂规则变化的人。
You are the one who understands the changes in the rules.
还是那个等着被规则改变的人。
Still the one waiting for the rules to change.
答案可能取决于你今天在做什么。
The answer may depend on what you are doing today.